What is behind all this stock market volatility? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. For very long stretches in recent years, stock prices have trended up and up and not moved down much in a single day. Now, there are exceptions, unnerving stretches in August of 2016, February of this year, and much of this fall. Now, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is weighing in. In an interview with Bloomberg News yesterday, the Treasury Secretary called for a study of the volatility and suggested that one of the reforms enacted after the great financial crisis, this is the Volcker Rule, might be in part to blame. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
Treasury Secretary Mnuchin told Bloomberg the stock market jitters are due to a combination of high-frequency trading and the Volcker Rule, which limits the types of transactions banks can do. Is Mnuchin's theory plausible?
High-frequency trading could be part of the issue, the Volcker Rule less so.
That's Doug Roberts with ChannelCapitalResearch.com. He says the Volcker Rule has been in effect for around 4 years without causing lots of market volatility. High-frequency trading has been around for more than 10 years, but there's a lot more of it now. The computers doing the trading are programmed to sell when the market falls, and Roberts says buying and selling is the whole point of high-frequency trading.
The objective is to make money from the trading and not necessarily create a smooth market environment, you know, for people to trade in.
Robert says the biggest thing behind the market volatility is uncertainty about what the Federal Reserve will do about interest rates, not just at its meeting today, but in the long term.
Nancy, much appreciated. Stock in Federal Express is down nearly 9% at the moment after the global shipping giant late yesterday slashed its profit expectations, given its concerns with the health of the global economy. Let's go to Chicago, where we find Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
FedEx management gave guidance last night. In that guidance, they included some concerning phrases, including a slowdown in global economic activity. So comments like that fuel the fears of the market that we are past peak earnings and there is a slowdown that's taking place.
Now that's what the market is caring about. Meanwhile, the guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve are wrapping up their meeting today. If they don't raise interest rates today, it's going to be a shock. But would information like we just heard from FedEx, caution about the world economy, play out in their thinking?
I think it has to. The market largely expects an increase out of today's meeting, but I think the market is also hoping that the subsequent language in the press release after the meeting is going to indicate that the Fed has an increasing probability of a pause and is going to be much more cautious about the previously anticipated interest rate increases in 2019.
All right, so we'll see how many more of these are indicated for next year. They won't be boldly clear, right, Susan? But we might get hints.
They're never boldly clear, but the market literally looks at that press release and redlines it for word-for-word changes. So the market clearly takes this very seriously.
Susan Schmidt at Aviva Investors, thank you for this.
Thank you.
The ousted head of CBS, who left under a cloud amid sexual misconduct allegations, has not given up his fight. The CBS board has decided Les Moonves misled them, was fired for what it called cause and won't give him a $120 million payout. But in an interview with a corporate governance newsletter, Moonves points out he can go for arbitration, he can sue for breach of contract, and the New York Times reports that Moonves has a deal with CBS where CBS pays his legal bills, so there's not much financial downside to fighting for his money. Here's an investment opportunity with a guaranteed return. Don't say that very often. When you donate to support Marketplace today, your gift will be matched dollar for dollar by our friends at Candida. Listeners like you who give to Marketplace do more than help keep the show on the air. You help us grow and to get better. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism that you trust, and the payoff comes with what you hear every day. Don't miss out on this chance to make your donation go twice as far. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. Hey, a British story not about Brexit. The UK is one of Europe's most densely populated countries, and it's running out of places to throw the trash. Now the city of Brighton has hired an official to look for other ways to dispose of refuse. Kat Fletcher's called the resource goddess, also the garbage queen. Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from Brighton.
so.
Kat Fletcher's job is to rummage in abandoned buildings. When the council vacates old premises like this, she sifts through the remaining detritus.
Old printer. There's an old fax machine and a laminator.
She can find a use for practically every bit of trash she comes across. Defunct electronic equipment she gives to a local arts group.
All the components get used to make sculptures and for arts projects and things.
Kat hates the idea of burning or burying waste and says reuse is much better than even recycling since it uses less energy. It's economical too.
It's very helpful for the council because I cost them a lot less money than waste disposal cost.
At Kat's suggestion, Brighton University launched a major reuse project, the Waste House, designed by architect Duncan Baker Brown.
Coming through here, I mean, even the floor, it was secondhand, it was being thrown away.
Baker Brown says they built this house at the same cost as a conventional one, using mostly unwanted materials.
The insulation is actually discarded wallpaper rolls.
Some of the insulation stuffed into the cavity walls is bizarre. 4,000 video cassettes, 25,000 used toothbrushes and 2 tons of discarded denim jean legs.
That's a company that imports ready-made denim jeans and then cuts the legs off the jeans and sells shorts and then has this sort of byproduct of denim legs, which it does nothing with apart from send to landfill or incineration. It's really good insulation.
But here's Kat Fletcher's most inspired act of repurposing, turning old umbrellas into flamenco dresses for a local dressmaker.
Old umbrellas were just perfect because it was a really great material that sort of had the right swish to it.
It's not waste, says the garbage queen, it's treasure. In Brighton, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
We're also reporting today on why GlaxoSmithKline of Britain and Pfizer of the U.S. would want to wrap together all their over-the-counter, no-prescription-needed products with a view to turning them into a separate company in a couple years. Over-the-counter has been a cash cow for both companies. The Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, if you miss it on the air. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.